CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says the current Chinese-Japanese ties are sound in general and called for greater understanding, mutual trust, and common interests to further the friendship. Wen Jiabao made the remarks during a meeting in Beijing with 40 members of the China-Japan Friendship Committee for the 21st Century, a consultative body of the two governments. The Chinese premier says both sides should enhance exchange and cooperation in politics, economy, culture, and youth fields. He says he expects the Chinese and Japanese members to offer more suggestions to the two governments and exert vigor to the growth of bilateral ties. One Chinese tourist has been killed and more than 20 others injured in a bus accident in Phuket in southern Thailand. A diplomat with the Chinese consulate in Phuket told Xinhua that the bus carrying 26 Chinese tourists from Chongqing in southwest China lost control and veered off the road on Saturday morning. The injured people were sent to hospital. Two of them were seriously injured. Three cargo planes of the Air Force of China have arrived in Bangkok to deliver the third batch of flood relief goods to Thai government. China has donated 259 hovercrafts, 150 water pumps, 210 water filters, and 1,300 tents, among others, worth about 40 million Chinese yuan, or over $6 million, as well as $1 million in cash to Thailand, according to the press release of the Chinese embassy. A top leader of Libya's ruling National Transitional Council says the Libyan authorities should be allowed to form an interim government after a national congress is elected within 8 months. Mahmoud Jabril, head of the NTC's executive committee, said at the World Economic Forum in Jordan that after voting on the national congress, the NTC will start to draft a constitution and then form an interim government to manage the country's affairs until the presidential elections are held. He said currently restoring stability and order, removing weapons from the streets, and starting a nationwide reconciliation process topped the NTC's agenda. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the military alliance's Libya mission is very close to completion and that he has taken a preliminary decision to end it on October 31st. He's told reporters that NATO will take a formal decision next week. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced all U.S. troops stationed in Iraq will pull out of that country by the end of this year, and the Iraq War will be over. Obama made the statement after speaking with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki via a video conference, and he reaffirmed U.S. commitment of drawdown to the Iraqi leader. He said both leaders agreed to the decision. This is CRI News. Premier Wen Jiabao says ensuring and improving people's well-being must be put at a highly significant position during the process of China's macroeconomic control. He said this during an inspection tour of South China city of Nanning. Wen Jiabao said ensuring people's livelihood is closely related not only to social and economic advancement, but also to the people's benefits, as well as social harmony and stability. An official with China's central bank says China is working on an agreement with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to settle trade in yuan. The framework agreement between China and ASEAN, which is likely to be signed late this year or early next year, will pave the way for banks in China and ASEAN countries to start exchanging yuan for ASEAN currencies. Analysts say a China-ASEAN agreement on settling trade in yuan would benefit the region largely due to the stability of the yuan or renminbi. China's top coal mine safety watchdog says the nation has seen improved coal mine safety in the first 9 months as casualties had dropped. The State Administration of Coal Mine Safety says the number of workers who were killed during work at coal mines in the first 9 months stood at 1,419, down over 27% year-on-year. Meanwhile, the number of deadly accidents also dropped. It says the country has not had a severely major accident causing heavy casualties for more than 1 year. The 178-day Xi'an International Horticultural Exposition in northwest China's Shanxi province concludes tonight with a televised closing ceremony. Since its opening on April 28th, the expo has received more than 15 million visitors, far exceeding the organizers' expectation of 12 million. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.